We're speaking with two Buffalo natives, very musically inclined, as you're about to hear, Joey Giambra and vocalist J. Lewis Dreff. Joey, Jay, thanks for talking with us.
Yeah, welcome.
We're here to talk about a work created by Joey. It's called Bread and Onions. It's going to be one night only at the Kavanoke Theater. Bread and Onions, it's described as a, and I quote, poetic narrative about Sicilian immigrants and their families. And it's this Saturday, August 25th at 7:30. Before we get any further, though, just to avoid any confusion, we are not talking to Joey Giambra, the famous boxer. Okay. We're talking to Joey Giambra, the trumpeter.
Yes.
When did you go from being a trumpeter in a band to being a composer?
It was something I wanted to do, and I did. It wasn't too difficult.
I don't know. You say it wasn't too difficult, but I mean, most of us don't write music. So how do you do it? Do you sit there with your trumpet and get inspired, or at a piano, or at the kitchen table?
I do. When I've written the songs that I have written, I usually begin by playing them on a trumpet. And when I'm happy with the melody, I put it on tape, and I play it over and over until I could put words to it. The Bread and Onions that we're presenting Saturday deals with music that J. Lewis Dreff will sing that correspond with the words in the work that I wrote that was called Bread and Onion. Bread and Onions, a musical feast.
Bread and Onions is sort of a verbal recollection. I mean, you talk about growing up in Buffalo. And what street corners did you grow up on?
Effner Street, Georgia Street, Busty Avenue, Carolina Street, what used to be the Lower West Side. The names are there. The people are gone. A neighborhood that no longer exists.
So you have this recollection. And then Jay comes in. Jay, you sound just like a lot of the Italian singers that we have on our station, WNED-TV.
Oh, wow, thanks so much. Well, appreciate that. I grew up watching those on TV, on PBS, and sort of they inspired me. The three tenors, those are the first, they sort of inspired me to start singing. I started listening to them at a very young age, and they're wonderful, and I just fell in love with their voices.
You can sing gorgeous Italian music and sound like a great Italian tenor. How did this come to be? Was there a magic moment?
My mother noticed I used to like put on these little operas. Like I would sing like in my room with my toys, and I'd just kind of be all the different characters with different like action figures or whatever. My mom noticed, so she put me into lessons. I was about 10 years old. I did a lot of theater. Grew up in Buffalo, and I performed at like the Theater of Youth, the Lancaster Opera House, Art Park as a child. And as I got older, my voice matured, and I started taking voice lessons at the Eastman School of Music in Rochester. And my teacher there sort of introduced me to opera as like a career. I knew I loved opera from a young age, but to actually do it, to actually study it in school, you know, different languages, French, Italian, German. And she prepared me for the college auditions. And one of the schools I applied to was Juilliard. I was very lucky. I had a great audition there. And I spent 4 years there studying opera and classical music. And now I'm sort of trying to pursue this as a career.
Qui dove mare luccica e tira forte il vento. La vecchia terrazza davanti al golfo di Sorrento. Un uomo abbraccia una ragazza dopo che aveva pianto. Poi si scarisce la voce e ricomincia il canto. Te voglio tanto bene sai, è una catena ormai che scioglie il sangue di te, bene sai. Vedi le luci in mezzo al mare, penso andandoti là in America.
Peter?
Joey?
I first listened to Jay Lewis Jeff a few years back. I was playing a party for a family, and he was a guest, and he sang, and I was quite taken by his voice. And then I became acquainted with a young man named Harry Lipsitz, who's Jay Lewis Jeff's best friend. He produced a movie that I wrote called Frank Goodday's Last Day, and we showed it recently at the Virtual Penny Art Center. And I suggested to Harry that he bring his friend in from New York to open for us because I thought he had a great voice. Well, I want to tell you, this kid opened for us and he blew that joint up, man. I mean, people went crazy. Crazy. He's great. He did the same thing about a month ago at a showing of a movie about Sicily. And he broke it up there. He tore the house apart. Get a standing ovation from 700 Sicilians. It's very hard to do.
And the funny thing is, I'm not even Italian.
Well, you sure sound like it when you sing. Folks can listen to you, by the way, at the website with your name, all one word, Jay Lewis Dreff, and we'll put that link on the webpage.
JayLewisDreff.com. Yep, you can find everything there.
So folks can just click on it and go hear it. So, I can imagine it was a moment. By the way, folks who want to find out more about Bread and Onions and listen to Joey's raconteur style can go to his website, joeygiambra.bandcamp.com, and that'll also be on the website. Well, Bread and Onions is described as a, and I quote, poetic narrative about Sicilian immigrants and their families in the Lower West Side of Buffalo, which is, you know, exactly what it is. But when you listen to it on the website, it's you, Joey Giambra, talking. But on stage at the Cavanocchi, besides the gorgeous voice of Jay Lewis Dreff, there's going to be a number of noted Buffalo actors and actresses. Constance Caldwell, Darlene Pickering Hummert, who just got a Lifetime Artie Award, David Lundy, Tony Silveri, Lisa Vitrano, and you, Joey Giambra. This is a really big preponderance of talent on the Cavanocchi stage.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It is.
It's going to be a great night. Really will. If you want to make reservations, there is an email. So if you want to make reservations, it's going to be bookingjaylewisdreff@gmail.com.
We've been speaking with a wonderful young singer, Jay Lewis Dreff. Wait till you hear him. Oh, and he's going to be on stage with a number of noted Buffalo actors, including a playwright, a composer, actually, of not only music, but also what's called a poetic narrative about the Sicilian immigrants and their families in the Lower West Side of Buffalo. He's Joey Giambra. The work is called Bread and Onions. It's at the Cavanocchi Theater this Saturday night, August 25th at 7:30. And if folks want to get tickets, the easiest way, it's to send an email to booking, like booking tickets, JayLewisDreff@gmail.com. We'll have that on the website as well. Jay, Joey, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, Peter.
For WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.